Well, on Robin Hood Radio, I think everybody is pleased that we're only really not that far away from the official start of spring. Well, that's the official start on the calendar. Of course, we all know that March can be winter-like right up to the end of March and even into April. But with a spring in the air and something's coming back which has been affected the past year or so, and that is at Sharon Audubon, their Maple Fest and Maple Bake Sale is Saturday, March 19th from 11 to 4. And with us is Wendy Miller. Wendy, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to this is a full-fledged Maple Fest, right?
It is, so we're excited to do that. And it's funny you say spring is in the air, because spring is in the air, and then winter is in the air, and then spring is in the air, and then winter is in the air, which is kind of perfect weather almost for sugaring and Maple Fest. So we're excited. This is going to be kind of back to pre-COVID times. Last year we did have an in-person Maple Fest, but it was a little bit different where people had to register online and the slots were really limited in what we could do. So we're happy to have it back to kind of normal times again, if you want to say it like that.
And what's great about this Maple Fest, which is Saturday the 19th between 11 and 4, is there's if I've got this right, you have ongoing tours. They're anywhere from, I guess, a half hour to an hour tours where people go right through the whole sugaring operation and more.
They do. So this is basically the Sharon Audubon Center's open house of our sugaring operation. So we do the same thing, or relatively the same, for school groups as well that come in, but this is for the general public. They come in, we will put you into groups, and then we have guided tours that run, I would say, probably closer to 45 minutes to an hour, because we will walk you through three different stations along the route. So first we start on Maple Trail, and our participants will get to see the buckets hanging on the trees, get to look into the buckets, see if there's any sap. Hopefully the sap will be running on that day. And they'll, you know, learn a little bit about how we get the sap out of the trees and if it hurts the trees to tap them for sap. And the second station, we go into the working sugar house, and that's where I'll be stationed. So I will talk to everybody and show them the evaporator that we'll have running and explain the whole process of how the sap is turned into the syrup. And then finally, they will get to go to a little Native American recreation camp, and we talk about early colonial and Native American sugaring methods. So all in all, with the walking, I would say it's close to an hour for the tour.
And this is for children, for adults, for grandparents. The only thing is, obviously, at this time of year, people should come prepared to wear boots and have warm clothes, because it's, what, 99% of it's outdoors?
Yeah, exactly. So it's great for everybody, you know, kids up to senior citizens, whatever age you are. But like you said, it is mostly outdoors. It is walking down a natural path, so there are roots and you know, maybe rocks on the path. So it is... most of it, except for maybe getting up to the third station, is even pretty flat. And, you know, if it was a wheelchair or a stroller, you know, could be pushed out to the sugar house at least. But, yes, we always tell people, make sure you dress for the weather. It is outdoors. A part of it is inside the sugar house, but it's not heated or anything, so it's still pretty chilly inside the sugar house. I suggest wearing layers, so if it's going to be a warm day, you can always take layers off, but definitely nice, sturdy, warm footwear, because our trails are usually either snow-covered or mud. And, you know, once your feet get wet and chilly, then it's usually not the best experience after that.
We're speaking with Wendy Miller from Sharon Audubon, Maple Fest and their Maple Bake Sale, Saturday, March 19th, from 11 until 4. Now, there is an admission for this, $7 for adults and $5 for children, but children accompanied by adults are under two and under are free. This all goes to help you do what you do at the Audubon Center.
We do, and, you know, our building has been closed for approximately 2 years now, not so much because of what's going on with COVID, but we did lose a couple staffing positions, so we're just kind of short on staff. So you know, we lost some revenue with not having our nature store completely open, but we have been doing our programs. We're doing public programs. I've been doing school programs. We've been doing events. So we're doing what we can, and we're so happy to have this and invite the public in for this tour. So we're excited to do it again, get now, things kind of back into full swing.
Now, when the tour is over, people have the ability to purchase what you've made, right?
Yes, so the Nature Store will be open. So we do have maple syrup available for purchase in the Nature Store while supplies last. And we'll also be having the maple bake sale. So all of the treats for sale during the maple bake sale are made with our own maple syrup. So I'm told that we're going to have different maple cookies. A lot of times there's different maple cupcakes. And we had a volunteer yesterday tell us that she was going to make some kind of pecan maple pie. So there's lots of goodies for sale in the maple bake sale, too.
You know, we used to, when I was a kid on Elm Valley Farm, my grandmother, we would tap trees. And I was prohibited, actually, after a couple of years, because I would drink the syrup right out of the pail. Yeah, it was clear and it tasted great to me, but it cut down on the production for what she did. But she used to make cookies. She used to make maple syrup, of course. But she also did a takeoff. I'm sure people have heard of honey butter, where you can have honey butter and garlic butter. But she used to make maple syrup butter as well.
Oh, ooh.
Which was unbelievable. It was unbelievable on toast and stuff like that. So maple syrup is one of those great things that you can do a lot with. Now, for this day, you'll have some sort of COVID guidelines, right?
Yeah. The groups are going to be limited to 15 people for the tour groups. And that's really no different than what it was before COVID anyway, just because we need to control the group sizes since it is a guided tour. So when you there's no pre-registration, you can just come and sign up. We will put you in the groups. We'll send you out in the tour. So no more than 15 people per group. At this point in time, everything keeps changing, but at this point in time, masks are optional on the tour, but we cannot guarantee proper distancing because the groups are going to be inside the Sugar House. They're going to be kind of close together in the Early Colonial and Native American Station. So it's up to the individuals if they prefer to wear a mask or not. And then we highly, highly recommend having masks for coming into the Nature Store if you're planning to coming in and purchase maple syrup.
And we're recording this early in the month. And as we all know, things change on day by day, sometimes hour by hour basis. But as it stands right now, you've got the option to wear a mask or not, but you're highly recommended to wear that mask when you go into the store as it stands right now as we're recording this.
Yes.
All right. It's just great to have I know you did it last year, but this is really the full opening. And what's great about this is it lends itself, as long as we keep going on the path we're going, where once again people can get out and enjoy on a regular basis the different events that you put on all year long.
Absolutely. And we are planning, we have a whole spring planned out of more public programs. We have some owl prowls planned. We have some both virtual and in person for people who still aren't comfortable. We have some bluebird programs planned. So there's different programs that we've been doing for the public on the weekend. So keep your eye out for more of those. I'll be sending those to you shortly so they can find out with you what those programs are. They can always check our website or our Facebook page. They will be listed on there as well. So we're trying to do as much as possible to get people out and start doing these programs again.
All right, and your registration is now open for the kids, right?
Yes, and we're also having our full-blown summer camp sessions again this summer, so 8 weeks over the summer, starting the last week of June. And registration is now open, so you can go to our website, sharon.audubon.org/summercamp, and the registration link is on there. We have something for kids 3 years old going up through entering 12th grade. So we have something for all the kids this summer.
And that registration is now open and remains open basically right up until you're all full or right up until the camp starts.
Yeah, right up until it's filled up. And then even if you go on and the sessions are full, we also have wait lists. So I highly recommend putting your child on the wait list because people change plans. And we have spaces that open throughout the summer.
All right, that's sharon.audubon.org to register. And once again, the Sharon Audubon Maple Fest and Maple Bake Sale, Saturday, March 19th from 11 till 4. Wendy, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to hearing from you again with more of the events that are coming up.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.